near 60 and southeast winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, a slight chance of storms early in the day, otherwise cloudy with a high of 76. Sunday, partly sunny with a high temperature of 78. On Monday, we'll see a chance of thunderstorms with a high temperature near 80. Tuesday, we'll see lots of sun with a high temperature of 76. Wednesday, plenty of sunshine with a high temperature of 77 degrees. Thursday, a chance of storms with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on AM 1150 KASM.
Sorry about that. Missed the beginning of the weather forecast right there. Let me just go ahead and play that short bit there.
We'll see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low temperature near 60 and southeast winds at 5 to 10.
All righty. Thank you. That's going to do it for the weather from WeatherEye. Not really sure how to read the radar that well. Can't really give you an accurate reading on those thunderstorms or severe weather that Randy was talking about, but we're going to send it back out to the game. Randy?
Thank you very much, Scott, as we're back in farming. Game of the week tonight here on KASM. And here's Tyler Schrader to the plate. Tyler, left-handed hitter. And so far tonight, Tyler is 1-for-1. He walked in his first at-bat, had a base hit, scored a run when Kyle Zierden hit the two-run blast last inning. As the first pitch to Tyler is a ball. There is ball 2 and 2-0. So here's what happened. St. Martin brought Kyle Leeser in from short. Jalen Arsenal went to third. Scott Schlungen is over at short. 2-0 the count to Tyler Schrader. There is a strike and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Runners take their leads. And a swing and a miss by Tyler Schrader. And 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A little pine tar on that bat. Tyler Schrader just about lost the handle on it. Two balls, two strikes. Kyle Leeser delivers and a swing and a miss. Kyle just reared back and fired. And two outs as Schrader swings and misses for the second out of the inning. And here comes Kyle Zierden to the plate. Kyle, 2-for-2 tonight with a two-run homer in his last at-bat. And there's a strike from Kyle Leeser and 0-1. Kyle's bringing the gas here in the fifth. As Zierden swings and misses strike two. Those runners still at first and second. The pinch runner at second. Over at first, it's Cody Foray. The 0-2 pitch coming to Zierden, and he'll foul this to the net. The backstop, and the count stays 0-2. Walds, two strikes. Brian Schlungen throws that sign down. Leeser's pitch, and that one gets past Brian Schlungen on a swing. And Zierden's going to end up in first. That's going to load him up. So a pass ball. Two outs. And Zach Koltis, the scheduled hitter. So the bases are loaded. Zach Koltis, the left-handed hitter, makes his way to the plate. And the first pitch to Zach is a strike called 0-1. Shea over at third. Foray at second. Zierden first. The pitch is low for a ball and one strike to Zach Koltis. Base is loaded. Tyne runs out at second. Go ahead, run at first. 4-2 St. Martin here in the fifth. Kyle Leeser delivers and Koltis takes strike two. One ball, two strikes. Leeser works from the stretch. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Chopped off the plate. Leaser has to field. He'll flip to Schlungen at home. They get the force out. And that will do it for the Flames here in the fifth. No runs, two hits, no errors, and three left on. Plate five, it's St. Martin 4, Farming 2. You're listening to Game of the Week Baseball on KASM. We're back in a minute.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Welcome back to the Chasm Studios. Scott Stevens here, just going to bring you a little bit of a better forecast for the weather, I guess you could say. Right now, it looks like to the areas east of St. Cloud, we have general thunderstorm warnings. And for the areas to the west of St. Cloud, it looks like they're facing risks of marginal risk of severe thunderstorms to the west of St. Cloud. We're going to go ahead and send it back out to the game. Randy takes away.
Thank you, Scott. We make our way to the top of the sixth inning. Top of the sixth here at Schlaper Brothers Field. And it's 4-2 our score. St. Martin's scheduled to have Josh Singler and Schrader and Avery Schmitz headed to the plate here. Josh Stangler so far tonight, 1-for-2 against Tyler Schrader. Stangler into the batter's box. And here's Schrader's pitch. Ball inside, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Schrader delivers. Outside, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Tyler Schrader's pitch. Stangler, hot shot to third. Ink has that two-hopper across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout. Another nice play on a bullet over at third. Ink is probably going to have a bruise mark in his gut or something there. Oh.
Right fielder, Ben Schrader.
Here's Ben Schrader at the plate. And Ben 0-for-1 so far tonight. Pitches low for a ball and 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes to Schrader. Avery Schmitz, the number 9 hitter on deck. Breaking ball finishes high in the count 3-0 now to Schrader. 4-2 our score here in the top of the sixth inning. Tyler Schrader walked off the back of the pitching mound, collects his thoughts, and the right-hander delivers. Outside ball four, and Ben Schrader will walk for a second time tonight. Dale Schrader is going to make a visit to the mound here. I know Dylan Ponick was warming up earlier. See what Schrader decides to do as the entire in coming in. Talking out on the mound area right now. One on and one out. 4-2 our score here in the top of the sixth inning. Game of the week. Next week we'll be in Cold Spring on Saturday night at 7:30, where the Rockies will take on St. Nicholas. Have that coverage for you Saturday night on KASM.
Designated hitter, Avery Schmitz.
And Avery Schmitz at the plate. The left-handed hitter Schmitz takes strike one from Tyler Schrader. Ben Schrader running over at first. And now Tyler steps off the back of the pitching rubber. And here's Schmitz, a swing and a miss. Strike two. 0-2 the count to Avery Schmitz. Van Schrader leads again from first. And just missing outside is... And the count 1-2. Four runs, five hits, no errors for the Martins. Two runs, seven hits, and an error for Farming. Avery Schmitz, ground ball down the first baseline. They're calling it fair. The home plate umpire called it fair, and it went off of Brad Mergen's glove. Now they throw back to second, and it's dropped by Taylor Ferrey as they had Ben Schrader in kind of a hot box. So interesting there. The Flames could just about get a couple errors there. We'll see what the official score does rule it. And they're going to make a pitching change here. The Farming Flames will. Schmitz is on first. Schrader's on second. We'll take a one-minute timeout here on KASM.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, we are giving away a free gallon of milk with any service work over $50. Vehicle repairs, big or small, put our diversified, trained technicians to the test. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and...
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, pitching change for the Farming Flames. Now on is Chad Mergen. Brad Mergen, the first baseman, will go out to right field. Tyler Schrader stays in the game. He is going to go to first base. And Eric Schmidt will come out of the ball game. To the top of the order for the St. Martin Martins is Michael Schlungen. Michael so far tonight is 0-for-1 with two walks. He bats with runners at first and second and one out. Corners spin for the Flames, and a swing and a miss by Schlungen, strike one, 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. 4-2, C. Martin leading Farming in the sixth. Michael Schlungen could tell he was trying to take that to the right side as it's his swing. He fouls it, getting down the right field line out of play. And then one ball, two strikes. One out, two on. Mergen's pitch. And a foul tip, strike three. He's out, caught by Zach Koltis behind the plate. So a strikeout for Chad Mergen. Two outs, and here comes Kyle Leeser to the plate. Kyle Leeser, Sparta Knight, actually 1-for-3. 1-for-3, Kyle is. Chad Mergen's pitch, a little bit low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Schrader leads from second. Over at first, it's Schmitz, and the pitch low to go. Chad Mergen trying to keep that ball down in the strike zone on Kyle. Brian Schlungen on deck. Two dangerous hitters for the Martins. And the pitch low, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. From the stretch, comes home. And ball four. So Kyle walks on four straight. Over to third goes Ben Schrader. To second, Avery Schmitz. And at first, Kyle Leeser. And here comes Brian Schlungen to the plate. Brian, one for two tonight, was hit by a pitch in his last at bat.
Catcher, Brian Schlungen.
Brian, right-handed hitter. As Chad Mergen now will work out of the windup. And his pitch, right at the belt, strike one. 0-1 the count. 4-2 our score if you're just joining us tonight here on KASM or online at mychasm.com. Schlungen swings and misses, strike two. Or maybe you're pulling us up on 105.5 HD2 or 107.7 FM. Thank you for joining us. The 0-2. Schlungen, ground ball to short. Taylor Ferre flips to second in time. They say the force, and that will do it for the Martins here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, one error, and the base left loaded. We 5.5, St. Martin 4, and Farming 2. It's Game of the Week Baseball on KASM. We're back in 30.
Thank you, farmers. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from the Albany Chrysler Center. We appreciate all farmers. To show our appreciation, stop in and have our service department check over your vehicle to make sure it is in tip-top shape. Complete oil change, tire rotation, and car wash for only $31.95. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Four runs, five hits, and no errors for St. Martin. Two runs, seven hits, and two errors for the Farming Flames as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Flames scheduled hitters, Mitchell Thielen, and now Chad Mergen will be batting in Eric Schmidt's spot, and Taylor Ferre. Scoreboard update, Merchants Night over in Cold Spring tonight. The Cold Spring Springers leading Richmond 6-0 in the fifth. Merchants Night over in Cold Spring this evening. And let's go over to Target Field in the Twin Cities. Check on the Twin score. Twins in action tonight against the Anaheim Angels, top of the seventh. 2-1 Twins with that lead batting in the seventh. Kyle Leeser will begin his first full inning of work. He came on in the fifth inning. The Flames had two on and one out. Kyle was able to get a strikeout, and then a man reached on a strikeout, and the bases left loaded for the Flames in the fifth inning. Here in the sixth. Dylan Ponick's going to pinch hit for Mitchell Thielen. Ponick, a right-handed hitter, takes Kyle Leeser's first pitch for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Kyle Leeser rears back and fires. That goes off of Brian Schlungen's glove. And now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The Leeser pitch, there's a strike, and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Pitch is a called strike, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Kyle Leeser works from the stretch, and a swing and a miss. Ponick's out on strikes. One out. Saw Kyle Leeser before the game. He was actually throwing batting practice. There are some pitchers that don't mind throwing a little batting practice, too, prior to pitching. Just keeps the arm a little loose as Chad Mergen gets his first at-bat tonight, and he fouls it back and out of play. And 0-1 to the right-handed hitting Chad Mergen. On the count, Leeser's pitch, a little bit low for a ball, and one ball, one strike. 1-1. Pitch high for a ball, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Kyle Leeser ready. And Chad, a check swing that he fouls at the plate. Now the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. On deck for the Farming Flames, it's leadoff hitter Taylor Ferre. Pitch outside, a ball, and the count full at 3-2. Boy, that was a good tease there. 3-2, one out. Leeser's pitch, and strike three call. Mergen gets caught looking. So two outs here in the sixth, and Taylor Ferre to the plate. Taylor 0 for 2 tonight with a walk back in the third. Leeser ready on the mound. His pitch is outside of ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. The kick and the pitch. Strike at the belt, and 1-1. 1-1. Leeser ready to roll again. Pitch outside, and 2-1. Looks like the breeze blowing from left to right. Still there, but not quite as strong as it was at the beginning of our game tonight. Pitches high to Taylor Ferre. Now the count, three balls, one strike. And Ferre swings on 3-1 and misses. Strike 2, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Leeser's pitch and swing and a miss. Strike 3. Leeser strikes out the side here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 6, St. Martin 4, and Farming 2. You're listening to Game of the Week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
For all your building and remodeling, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix can assist you. Stop in and bring your ideas and plans to their experts. They offer computerized drafting estimates. Windows, siding, shingles, trim, lumber, and so much more is available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. When it comes to building new or remodeling, your next stop is Worms Lumber, located on Main Street in New Munich. Good luck to all the area teams.
Hurry into Gilliland Chevrolet for hot deals on the most dependable, longest-lasting full-size pickup on the road, the Chevy Silverado. Take advantage of over 20% off MSRP and the best Silverado selection in central Minnesota with over 150 in stock. Shop Chevy Cruze and Chevy Malibu now, 20% off MSRP. Don't miss out. These hot deals end June 11th. Find new roads. See selection at GillilandChevrolet.com. Offer on select models. See dealer for details.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Game of the week tonight on KASM. Randy Rothstein with you from Schlaper Brothers Field here in Farming, home of the Farming Flames. Scott Schlungen will lead off the seventh for the Martins of St. Martin. Chad Mergen begins his first full inning of work, and that pitch bouncing at the plate, and the count 0-1. On the count, Chad Mergen kicks, delivers, inside a ball, and 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Mergen's pitch, schlung and ground ball to short. Taylor Ferre charges it. Cross the diamond, 6-3 on the putout. Real short hop there by Taylor Ferre. Charged it just enough that he didn't get a big hop. One down, and here's Chaz Hinnon. Chaz is 2-for-3 so far this evening with a run scored. A fly ball to left field, and his last at-bat drills this down the left field line. Foul ball, says the home plate umpire. Just missing a base hit. And the count to Chaz at 0-1. On deck, Jalen Arsenault. Mergen's pitch, low and away, and one ball, one strike. 1-1. Ready on the mound. Here's Hinnon driving it to left field. There, though, to make the catch. Did Ponick go in for Thielen? He did. Okay, so that was Dylan out there in left field. And two outs. Jalen Arsenault so far tonight, 2-0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt. The first pitch from Chad Mergen is outside of ball, 1-0. Martin's left the bases loaded last inning. Mergen came in and was able to get the out, and Arsenault singles to left field over Ferre's head at short, and a two-out single for St. Martin. Now that's the Martin's first hit. We have to go back to the third inning. They picked up four hits in the first inning and four runs. So now they have six on the scoreboard. Here's Josh Stengler. Josh is 1-for-3 so far tonight. And the pitch a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Chad Mergen ready. His pitch is low for a ball and 2-0 to Stengler. Ben Schrader on deck for the Martins. Two balls, no strikes. There's a strike to Stengler and 2-1. Two-one the count. 4-2 St. Martin. Stengler beats this one foul down the third base line. And the count now 2-2 to Josh. Two balls, two strikes. Jalen Arsenault leads from first, being held there by Tyler Schrader. And fouled back and over the backstop here at Schlaper Brothers Field, and the count stays 2-2. Two and two. Little breaking ball. Stengler swings over the top of it and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll do it for St. Martin in the seventh. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 6.5. It's St. Martin 4, Farming 2. More game of the week in a minute here on KASM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Make our way to the bottom of the seventh inning. Kyle Leeser still on the mound for St. Martin facing Aaron Eink. And the first pitch to Aaron is a ball high, 1-0. The count. Pitch from Leeser. That gets away from Brian Schlungen. And now 2-0. Here in the seventh, it'll be Eink, Brad Mergen, and Cody Ferrey. Pitch bouncing away again from catcher Brian Schlungen, and now 3-0. Boy, I think of all these players between both of these teams that have played for the Albany Huskies, and I've had the opportunity to talk the talk on the baseball field with a lot of these guys over the last few years, and thinking how they were mentored by Al Omdahl. Al achieved over 350 wins this year as a head coach over at Albany. Strike call to Eink, and now he takes ball four. So a walk to Eink to open up the seventh inning, and Brad Mergen to the plate. Brad, 1-for-3 so far tonight, picked up a hit in his last at-bat, but was robbed on a line drive over at first. And now he digs in the batter's box. And the pitch from Leeser, a swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 the count. Brian Schlungen throws down that sign. Leeser ready. Mergen pops this one up foul. That's down the third baseline, giving chase his arsenal. He's going to run out of room. And the count now at 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Cody Ferrey on deck. Aaron Eink will take his lead from first. The 0-2 coming to Brad Mergen. A little bit of a change up there, and just missing outside is that pitch in the count, 1-2. One and two. Leeser rears back and lets the fastball go, and that's way up high. And the count, 2-2. 2-2 the count. Leeser's pitch outside, and now 3-2. Took a little bit off of that one. 3-2. Leeser rears back and forth. Mergen is out on strikes. So one out. 6 strikeouts for Kyle Leeser since coming on in the fifth inning. And here's Cody Ferrey. Cody is 1-for-3 tonight. Had a base hit in his last at bat. And a ground ball hit slowly to second. Tanner Arsenault up with it over to first, 4-3 in the putout, and Eink ends up on second. So Cody moving the runner to second. And it'll give Tyler Schrader an opportunity here. Tyler was the first man to face Kyle Leeser after Kyle came on in relief of starter Jalen Arsenault. And Tyler struck out against Kyle Leeser. Runner at second with two outs. And Schrader takes high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. The pitch, that's high again, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The right-hander delivers. There's a strike, and 2-1. Eink lead from second. The 2-1. That's high and 3-1. Kyle Zierden on deck for the Flames. Three balls, one strike. Kyle Leeser delivers, and Schrader swings hard and misses. Strike two, the count full, 3-2. 3-2 the count. Leeser's pitch, and just fouled at the plate. The count stays full at 3-2. Leeser ready again. He'll rear back, and that ball is high, ball four. So Schrader walks. It puts runners at first and second with two outs, and here comes Kyle Zierden to the plate. Zierden so far tonight, 2-for-3. Had a two-run home run back in the fourth. And a swing and a miss, strike one. Leeser is throwing hard. The 0-1 to Zierden. A swing and a miss, strike two. The balls, two strikes. Ink at second. Schrader over at first. The 0-2 coming to Kyle Zierden. A swing and a miss, strike three. And he's out on strikes. That'll do it for the Flames in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on. We played seven, St. Martin four, Farming two. Our game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute. Top of the eighth inning, Ben Schrader will bat for the St. Martin Martins against Chad Mergen. Ben bloops this one out to right field. That's a solid base hit for Schrader. As he starts the eighth for the Martins, we're going to get a pinch hitter here. Matthew Schlungen in for Avery Schmitz in the DH spot.
And play for the Martins, number three, Matthew Schlungen.
So Matthew on weekends has to drive back, I think they were saying, from Grand Forks all the time to come and play baseball if he wants to. Matthew puts a bunt down. That's foul. And 0-1 as they were trying to move Ben Schrader to second.